Finally, yesterday, Mpumalanga Agriculture MEC, Manlam Sibi, was fired. He's facing two counts of murder, one of attempted murder, for the alleged shooting of three men in August. Two of the men died, so he is in court at the moment applying for bail. We'll bring you an update on that one. He handed himself over to police earlier this week. He had been remanded in custody. But yesterday, the Mpumalanga Premier, Rafiwe Mtweni-Tsipane, made the announcement at a media briefing.
It's common cause that the governing ANC has set itself a particular moral standard that all of us as its public representative have to abide by. Whilst I release MEC Msibi from his role and responsibilities, I wish to emphasize and accordingly observe the two basic pillars of the jurisprudence: the right to be presumed innocent until proven otherwise, and the right to equality before the law. In the meantime, I have determined that MEC for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, MEC Busisiwe Shiba, will continue to act in the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs until it would have been filled substantively. Manlam Sibi is a comrade of mine, whom I have known and worked with for many years. I hold him in a very high regard, and I shall continue to do so until proven otherwise. In this regard, I can only hope that this unfortunate event will afford him an opportunity to reflect deeply. It remains for me to thank Comrade Manlam Sibi for his commitment during his tenure as MEC in the Mpumalanga Provincial Government. I thank you.
Mpumalanga Premier Rafiwe Mtweni-Tsipane making that announcement at a media briefing yesterday. I can tell you some breaking news now out of that bail application. It has been adjourned because there's been a bomb scare. So according to a reporter in the courthouse, a magistrate told us that we need to evacuate because there seems to be a bomb inside. I'm sure it's a bomb scare at this stage, so we will bring you any update we have on that. But we also know that Msibi has been asked by the ANC in the province to step aside or face removal from the party. This, of course, is in line with the ANC resolution that members charged with corruption or other serious crime should step aside. So let's speak now to Lindiwe Ntshali-Ntshali, who's the acting Mpumalanga Provincial Secretary for the ANC. Ms. Ntshali-Ntshali, good afternoon. Thank you very much for your time today. What is the ANC's position with regards to Manlam Sibi?
Good afternoon to yourself, Mandy, and to your listeners at home. The ANC position in Mpumalanga, yesterday we've convened a PWC and a PEC meeting to consider the matter before us, which was the handing over of the comrade of ours, Comrade Manlam Sibi, who handed himself over to the police on allegations of two counts of murder and one attempt murder. And because we thought by Monday he would be granted bail, we had to give him an opportunity once appeared to voluntarily step aside. But unfortunately, he was remanded in custody up to yesterday, like even today, it still continues. But the PEC of Mpumalanga said and processed the matter in terms of our constitution, which the ANC took a decision in line with Rule 25.70 of our ANC constitution adopted by the 54th Conference in NASREC, which states that if you are a public representative or an office bearer and have been indicted to appear before a court of law on any charge, the Secretary General or the Provincial Secretary acting on authority of the NEC, NWC, the PEC or PWC, if certified, there would be a temporary suspension of such public representative or an office bearer. So in this case, we have processed the matter before the PWC and the PEC, and we came to a conclusion and a decision that we must allow Comrade Manlam Sibi to step aside so that he faced these serious allegations that are leveled against him, because also as a public representative, he is in a public space. He is a leader of the ANC. He is a leader in government. Therefore, we requested that he step aside from his position as the member of the ANC and the elections manager, as well as in government where he serves as an MEC.
And
that is the decision that we took.
And has he stepped aside yet?
You would understand that the expectation was that by Monday he would have been granted bail, and there was a delay. Even today there's a delay. So organizationally we had to proceed, but there will be some engagement also with him once he's out, with the Integrity Committee, the officials, and we'll be monitoring very closely the case so that the honest truth about the incidences that has erupted in Mpumalanga, it can be revealed at the court. And we also respect the laws to say any person is innocent until proven guilty. So where we are, that is why I was saying he would just remain a member, but his participation in the ANC is regulated because of the serious allegations levelled against him.
Okay. So I imagine then he would remain a PEC member, but he wouldn't necessarily be an office bearer. He was head of elections. Lindiwe, this must be quite an indictment on the ANC in Mpumalanga. This is ANC members fighting with one another, two murders having been committed here. This is your head of elections now. How does the ANC reflect on what has happened?
It is an unfortunate incident, but we must say that the ANC, we received this news with shock, because we were with Comrade Mandla in the provincial list conference, where only PEC members with the representatives from the region and the alliance were invited. The alleged comrades who were shot at and died outside the ANC meeting, they were not even supposed to be at the conference venue. And when I presented to the National Executive Committee, I was with Comrade Mandla, and he left the venue saying he's going to collect food for us. And these comrades were there. They were not even invited. They were not supposed to be part of the meeting, but they were by the gate. And the level of violence that has escalated in our movement, where people will just come in, touch in, wanted to force their way in, it's uncalled for. And there is no amount of life that must be lost because somebody wants to be a councillor or somebody wants to be a leader in a certain structure. That is why, as an ANC, we feel very bad about the loss of life. But we're saying we cannot account for those activities that happen outside our meeting. But it is unfortunate. It involves our members. But we trust the system that the investigators will table the report or evidence that will give us a picture on what happened, because now it is allegations level against him, and there are those one surviving victim, the others are not there, because we really felt bad about it.
Lindy, we understand that you personally were threatened as well, or that you had some proximity to that incident.
That's correct. It has been 5 days of a conference that was a bit heavy on us. And I must confirm with you that the guys in the polo and the bikies that was by the gate, as I was exiting after the president has closed the list conference, I was requested by my protectors that we must leave now. That it's no longer safe. And the councillor that is a survivor called me directly, and I said to him, I cannot talk to you, because how did you find the discussion in the NSC when you are not part of the NSC? And I don't feel okay when you would be coming to the venue where you are not invited and you want to come and pose question, when we said if you've got any dispute, there are processes, there are structures, your PLC and electoral committee, where you can lodge your dispute. And I exiting the gate, the polo was by the gate, and the baggy with the guys that are known to me blocking the gate. Police had to clear the way, and I had to drive off. But what happened after that, before I arrived at home, I heard that there was some shooting, and two of the guys passed on. And I'm not sure really what really happened, but I saw the guys, they were there by the gate, and they wanted to speak to me, and I refused, because they were not supposed to be even there.
Well, Lindiwe, thank you very much for your time and for telling that story. I mean, it's the stuff of fiction, really. Really worrying, that situation. Lindiwe Ntshali-Ntshali, the acting Mpumalanga provincial secretary for the ANC. So that's the political position on where the party stands with regards to Mandla Mcebe, but also just that riveting story about what went down in this shooting. Mpumalanga really is the Wild East.